We start this hour, though, with Mesa becoming possibly the first city in the state to privatize its jail system. The department asked the Mesa City Council last month for permission to solicit bids from private contractors. Mesa PD says contracting with prison operator CoreCivic, formerly known as Corrections Corporation of America, could save more than $1 million a year. The move comes as the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office has increased costs for housing misdemeanor inmates at its 4th Avenue jail. But Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone has said private prisons are a threat to county jails because under the new plan, Mesa would send misdemeanor offenders to private facilities, but more serious offenders would still go to the county jail. And for more on this, we're joined for a few minutes by Sheriff Paul Penzone. Sheriff, good morning.
Morning.
So what methods, in addition to cost cutting, do you think private prisons employ that you feel could be unfair to Maricopa County?
Well, I think it's more of a process where, I commend, Mesa, City of Mesa and other agencies who are looking for ways to, be more efficient for those that they serve, no different than what we're trying to accomplish. But we just have to make sure that we're pragmatic in this process because ultimately we're all intertwined. You know, we all serve the same community and we have to make sure that any of these decisions made, my responsibility to make sure we're an efficient jail system and for other, our law enforcement partners to recognize that there could be collateral impacts relative to decisions such as these. So as we start to take the inmates out of the system who are maybe those that come at a lesser cost to the process, that lesser cost ultimately balances out the higher end expenses for the more violent, more dangerous inmates, those who require additional services such as they're dealing with mental illness or drug addiction. So there has to be a balance. So I have a responsibility to be efficient, and then I'm hoping that my law enforcement partners are working with us to make sure that our long-term goals are aligned and that we don't make decisions that could ultimately undermine the community we serve as a complete process.
As a follow-up to that, you've said MCSO provides a high level of customized support for a pretty diverse inmate population. What would a private prison inmate possibly not have that they could need that they'd be getting from a private prison or that you could provide better with MCSO?
Well, and that's where I have to be sure that I'm, doing the research necessary to better understand what services they do and don't provide so that as we speak with our law enforcement partners, we understand all the variables. On the surface right now, my concern is, will these, we call them privatized prisons, but ultimately we're going to have detention centers and other resources. If they promote safety, if they're more efficient, effective, if they do things to reduce recidivism, then obviously that's a good thing. But if ultimately it is a money-generating proposition, which, any kind of privatized company normally is, they're in it for profit, then do we have other factors that come into play, such as lobbying for longer sentences or lobbying for more strict laws on lesser crimes, where ultimately we're introducing people into the system and keeping them longer than we should, which, may adversely affect our ability to reduce recidivism. So all these factors really need to be in consideration before we go to that process, because what I don't want to see is that we're looking for reasons to incarcerate people for longer periods of time in circumstances where it's not justifiable, it's not in the best interest of public safety or those that we serve. So all those factors really have to be open conversation.
Sheriff, when you look at this issue from your perspective, how much of it comes down to money, either from MCSO or from a city, and how much of it is some of those other factors that you discussed?
Well, I think it's a compilation of all those, issues. At the end of the day, I'm not looking for our jail systems to be a location where we're embracing the idea of just trying to keep beds full. We want to make sure that the people who are rising to the level of, either a threat to public safety or need to be held accountable for the crimes are incarcerated. We want to be strong on issues of fighting crime and keeping the community safe. We just want to make sure that all of our decisions are truly aligned to promote a healthy and a prosperous community. So I'm not looking for this to be a battle of wills over what we need versus what privatized jails or prisons are trying to do. I just want to make sure that with our law enforcement partners, we look at all the variables because we have to be invested in each other. One piece of that, wheel, one spoke from that wheel, if it goes in a direction that's adverse to the rest of us, there could be collateral impacts, which could be financial in nature, and then other agencies end up carrying a greater financial burden, such as ourselves.
And Sheriff, finally, you recently announced the closing of Tent City. How dramatic a shift are we going to see, do you think, around the valley in terms of where prisoners are, where they're going, whether it's MCSO or private prisons? Is this sort of a new period we're looking at right now?
I would hope not. I mean, if any new period, it should be just a new period of more, heightened level of professionalism, heightened level of efficiency, and a greater commitment to the elements that are of most concern for our families, which is public safety, which is enforcing the laws aggressively and making sure that people are held accountable. So Tent City was a decision based off of, you know, a lot of factors, but ultimately we have plenty of space in our jails right now, and no one's going to be turned away. If you've committed a crime, we're going to hold you accountable, and I'm going to find space for you in the jail, and that's not going to be a problem. And if for some reason the crime rate trends in any particular direction where we need to make adjustments, we'll do so accordingly. We are actually already in the process. There was a bond passed before I took office to build a new jail facility, and it'll be completed, I want to say, 2019, I think, is the target. It breaks ground 2018. So we're moving forward to be more innovative, and just as in any industry, as some buildings begin to break down or are no longer effective in the manner you design them, we have to build new facilities. We just don't want to be in the habit of spending taxpayer money to do this unnecessarily.
Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Panzone. Sheriff, thanks.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a great day, sir.
And we also reached out to the Mesa Police Department about this, but they said until they have a final proposal on the transition for the city council, they can't comment on the situation.